And once again, this is The Blob, along with my co-host, King Cow. And you're here for another edition of Vinyl Rhetoric.
Good evening.
Good evening,
Robert
sir.
Robert Q. Blob.
His Eminence, King Cow, presented tonight by Vinyl Rhetoric.
Yes, and his sidekick, Robert Q. Blob.
Yes, commonly referred to as The Blob.
Presented by Vinyl.
Vinyl Rhetoric.
Rhetoric.
Because he's not sure.
Nice.
Yeah.
What's up?
Not much, man. Just kind of getting into the day, you know, get through the day and kind of get into the groove for the show tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this one's going to be fun for me.
Okay.
I think, because it's not a, I don't think it'll be something you find horrendous.
All right.
But I think you'll find it unique and interesting. And this, and it was all brought back when we were discussing a couple shows back. And I was talking about trips I made, you know, to work and stuff. And I caught this at, I heard this in Missouri. And it, you know, talking about it reminded me of the show I saw. And these guys played.
Oh.
And it was, and it wasn't live. I mean, I was watching it on a program called Austin City Limits.
Uh-huh. Heard of that show.
Yeah, so it just brought me back, and I go, I know I got them somewhere.
Funny that
it was from a friend, this buddy of mine that I traveled with.
You heard it in Missouri. Last night I was listening to a show on the radio, and it was talking about some border skirmishes between Missouri and Kansas in the late 1800s.
I can see that.
And the James and the younger gangs.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, interesting. So,
yeah, there's a lot of stuff that went on back there. A
lot of
stuff. What was it, the Missouri Raids or the?
Uh huh. I think that's what they were called.
Yeah. It was interesting. I wonder if that was pre or post Civil War.
I think it's post. Oh, I think it's pre and post. Some of it happened before. When I was listening, some of the stuff was happening. This guy was talking. It was saying that some of the Civil War stuff actually happened 10 years before what was going on.
Oh, really?
Yeah, some Union Confederate stuff was going on.
Well, that's when they were starting to divide everything up.
Yeah,
you know.
Have you ever been to? Oh, I guess you have been to Missouri. Duh.
Have you seen the TV show Ozark?
I have.
I've been there.
Oh,
I've been to that lake.
Nice. Cool.
Yeah, they got some really, you know, because coming up out of the South, there's a lot of French influence. And there's a lake back there. We didn't stay on the lake. We stayed in a motel next to the lake during a tornado storms. I was all worried that, you know, we're gonna get wiped out.
Uh-huh.
Found out two things. That's why they build a lot of buildings back there with brick.
Mm-hmm.
And number two, a tornado cannot cross the water.
That's a rule. That's a law. Tornadoes can't cross the water.
That's what the guy told me.
Did you believe it?
Well, I wouldn't say I believed it, but it made sense.
I'd be pissing my pants still. I don't care.
Well, it was nighttime. It's one of those things where, like, if you ever see that movie Twister, I mean, it's nighttime. You don't see anything coming.
You probably hear something.
Yeah, you do hear things. I mean, what you really hear is all the crap flying around hitting the building. So that was an interesting trip. We had fun.
Hmm.
We had a nice time. We did school. We did Mel Tillis' first theater.
Mel,
yeah. He was funny. That guy's sadistic. He's a clown.
Nice.
Nice guy. biggest hands I ever seen on a man in my life. And I mean, live, you know, I mean, I've seen big hands on guys like basketball players and stuff. He could be a basketball player. I mean, he could palm a ball easy.
I told you who my biggest hands were. Andre the Giant. And I think I shook his hand. I was 12.
Really?
It was like me shaking a little baby's hand.
Yeah.
It was
gargantuan.
Crazy. Yeah.
Yeah. So, but I think I've already told stories about that trip. So yeah. I didn't mark it. You know, this just led me back to that time. And after I played this, I've actually played this in the house a dozen times already.
Really?
Yeah. And it's really kind of cool background music. And if you listen to the lyrics, it's interesting.
I've been doing some recording, knocked out a couple things that I want to play this and I want to play that. So I
got one coming up that I'm hoping you know who it is.
I've got a nice, I don't know, 5 to 8 shows that I could just do in a heartbeat.
Yeah, I got 1, 2. I got 5 more that I can do right now.
But I've got other stuff that's already recorded, ready to go, and I think those things are more like, I'm in the mood for this now.
Yeah, that's kind of what grabbed me about this one. It was like, it's so not in my wheelhouse that it's like getting in through the back door. Well, after you hear
I'm it, speechless.
After you hear it a few times, it's really kind of...
Okay.
It grows on you like moss.
I'm still thinking about getting in the back door.
Okay.
I mean, am I going to encounter a polyp or...
Oh, no. You're probably... First thing will be a hemorrhoid.
I'm going to, like, part that Red Sea. I guess it'd be the Red A.
I knew that there was a guy I worked with years ago. He said he went to some event and he was wearing white pants. He had a hemorrhoid. He said it didn't turn out well.
Yeah, I saw somebody was wearing white pants and I made the correct assumption, I think. I never asked that she was on her period.
Ah.
Yeah, I felt bad for her.
I'm not sure I could feel bad for her, but I would think not a good choice. I mean, you know what time of the month it is.
Well, maybe it just started.
Yeah, that's true.
Maybe it just...
I don't know if they get any pre-warning.
So
I think they do.
So when we started talking, what made you think of that? The word, the Red Sea?
The Red Sea. No.
Okay. Do you know what the Red Sea is?
Yes.
Have you ever parted the Red Sea?
I have.
And earned your red wings?
I have.
You're a master.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'll try anything once, twice if I like it. The things I really liked, I got addicted to.
Wow. Sometimes I just...
I was too young to get addicted to tumbling.
I think, how do we get on the topics we get on sometimes?
I don't know.
My friend said,
probably a little bit of dirty mind.
He goes, you don't put an E on your show. I go, well, we don't ever say anything that's explicit. And he says, well, you like say stuff and everyone knows what you said. Then he said this because he was talking. I don't know what show he was listening to, but he was talking about.
Steel Panther?
No, it wasn't. No, that show has an E, and he said he couldn't stop laughing. He was doing his workout at a gym and had to stop because he was just laughing at
people. Too much for him.
Yeah. No, he said he was listening to something we were talking about, prison and picking up the soap, and he goes, I know people are stupid, and there's some that don't know what it is, but most people do. I go, we never said anything bad. He goes, Yeah, but you imply. I go, I don't care what implication we make.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was, it was.
It's your dirty mind for thinking that's what we meant.
It amused me. Well, I can't say we didn't mean that.
Oh, no, I'm not saying that either. But we
just didn't say it.
Yeah.
So.
I didn't say, we didn't say anything explicit.
Yeah, so. Just like when talking about the Red Sea. It's nothing.
I mean, how dirty do you want to be?
If you're dirty and that's what you think, you're sick.
Yeah. Plus, when I hear the Red Sea, I think of Israel and stuff.
I know. That's what I was talking about. Yeah. That's what you part the Red Sea. I mean, that's, if you want to take it to a dirty place, that's on you.
Yeah,
you, the listener.
You just bag that thing up and sack it along with you.
And if you appreciate it, let us, the podcaster, know that you appreciate.
You enjoy the actual intellectual.
So rate us, banter. Review us. And
yeah, because we're Vinyl Rhetoric.
And Vinyl Rhetoric at?
At gmail.com.
At Vinyl_Rhetoric.
And then there's
Vinyl Rhetoric.
Vinyl Rhetoric at Facebook.
So yeah, listen to past shows.
Leave us a message. See it. Tell us you're okay with the
parting of the sea.
Implied meaning in
no,
much
it's part. Not implied. Yeah, I don't know what you think. It's not implied. If they are that dirty minded, I mean, send me pictures or tell me how you like it.
Send it to on Twitter.
I'll get into a Twitter love affair. Vinyl Rhetoric. Vinyl Rhetoric tweeted this out.
I'm telling you, yeah, it's kind of weird, you know, that, so I really enjoyed this album a little bit, because I know you're not going to know who it is.
Okay.
I mean, this came out in 71.
Is it country western? Oh, I like that I'm making you think about that one. So, okay, if it's even close to country western, you're getting further and further away from anything that I
hate to say this, but you might like this.
Why do you hate to say that? You hate when I like things?
No.
Or you
no,
like it better no. when I don't like things?
No, it's irrelevant to me what you like and dislike.
Okay. Well, we'll see.
I just think that this one is so far out there from what you'd say would be my wheelhouse.
Okay.
That
I'll like it because it's away from you?
Yeah, I would think this might be like, well, at least we're not listening to Fishbone, right?
Yeah,
you know, or Orange 9mm.
My Vishnu Orchestra.
There you go.
Yeah. Okay.
So this is a 1971 release, and so we're in Missouri, and actually I gotta find that disc. I think I got it. It's the headliner that night on this TV show, Austin City Limits, was a guy named Danny Gatton, who has since passed away.
I've heard that name, but I don't know anything. He's a country dude.
Yeah. If you ever want to see him do his thing.
No.
Just YouTube it.
No.
Beer bottle thing. It's
not interested.
Okay.
Go on.
Okay. Cow, you be quiet. I'm talking to listeners now. Look it up on YouTube. Danny Gatton. Pure bottle. He's one of the most amazing guitar players I've ever seen. Well, these guys were on the show before he played.
Can I talk now?
No.
I want to say something to the listener.
Hey, what? Well, okay, you can talk now. Now he doesn't want to. okay, so I really thought this was like, because my buddy was watching. He goes, "Oh, these guys are great," and I'm like, what? And he's the same guy that's into Patsy Cline, so I'm like, yeah, okay.
I like Patsy Cline.
I was never a big fan.
I like her. I like her voice. I like the songs.
Oh, she had
Patsy Cline's greatest hits. I have that.
Do you?
CD, yeah. Mike.
Yes, sir.
I'm raising my hand. So if I put in like something If I actually misspell Danny Gatton and get something, Danny Gatton beer bottle, do you know what comes up?
Oh, I can imagine.
Are you sending them to something like that? Okay, because I've seen a picture of someone that all I can see is the neck of a
of
a Heineken bottle. Are you sticking out?
This is kind of like that. Don't go to
whitehouse.com.
Yeah, go to
whitehouse.gov.
Yeah,
I think it's whitehouse.gov. It whitehouse.com, not where you want your kid. Yeah, so if your kids are doing research,
it's not whitehouse.com.
Yeah, because if you look at it, I think it gives it away. It's almost whitehouse.com. So.
Oh, maybe that's, okay, yeah. Maybe you're supposed to get it from
or
that.
Maybe the house is white. I don't know. If the house is white, you better get a squeegee. But I have a feeling if you do those words all together, Danny Gatton and beer bottle, you're going to get something
that's not
what you want them to see.
Okay, thank you.
I think you want them to see him playing a guitar with a beer bottle as a slide.
Yeah, and that's a cool video.
They don't want to see some other instrument being played with a guitar. I mean, with a beer bottle going in as a slide.
Yeah.
So okay. I just wanted to clarify.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Because
his evidence is running the kingdom, and we have to, you know, it's good to take the advice from, you know, the king, because he has the experience.
Oh my. There's a reason you come to my house and you won't drink my beer.
I've got out of the beer thing.
You can know you can drink it faster that way, right?
Really?
Yeah. If you take it in as an enema, it goes into your system faster.
Yeah. That's what I understand. A lot of things you can...
I don't know that. I'm not speaking from experience. I understand
you can suppository it, yeah.
I'm not saying that I've done that.
Do a headstand.
I'm not saying I've done that either. I'm not saying
do
I'm
you
taking
want a beer.
I'm not saying I'm taking a beer bong there either.
Oh, okay. So I wouldn't want that
quick
that nasty smell.
Okay, I don't know. I'm just telling you.
I mean, maybe
I've heard that people do that.
Oh yeah, I have.
So I think if you typed in whatever you typed in, you might get something like that.
Ooh, gross.
Yeah, I know. I don't want to gross our listeners out.
Yeah, I don't either.
So, be careful what you type.
Good advice, King Cow.
You're welcome, Robert Q.
Would you like to hear the first song?
Yeah, I want to say. Okay, I'll say okay. Yes, I don't want to hear it, but I'm ready to listen to it.
Okay, this is a live album.
Okay, what's the name of the song? Yes. I asked the tough questions.
O-1. That's what I listed it as.
I'm like, O-1, that's like the first song. That's pretty funny. O-1. Got it.
It's one of their more famous songs. It's called I Feel Like Singing.
I feel like singing. Okay.
Don't seem to get much enjoyment. Some are always glad, others always sad. But lately, seems that I've been somewhere in between. It's a funny feeling, love is what I mean. Yes, I'm so in love, can't tell down from up above. Down from up above. I feel like singing. I feel like singing. Somewhere in between, ooh, and it's love that's made me a pauper or a king.
I know who it is.
You do?
Yeah, I watch Andy Griffith. It's the Darlings that live up on the mountain. They play the washboard and the fiddle and it's the bass. The hell was that?
Okay, I'll tell you what it is. No, it was... this is their second album, which...
Really? The Darling's second album?
Yeah. From what I was reading...
Did you ever watch Andy Griffith?
Oh, yeah.
Did you ever see the Darlings? The Darlings were like the people that lived up on the hill and they kept on wanting Andy to marry their daughter. They were a bunch of hillbillies.
Yeah.
That's what I'm listening to. Or it's the Beverly Hillbillies. That was Uncle Jed and
Uncle Jed,
Granny.
Granny and what was
Jethro? Jethro Clampett.
Jethro. And what was the girl's
Ellie May?
Name? Ellie May.
Freaking. Yeah, this is soothing. Go on.
No, it was. So this is their second album, which apparently at the time was kind of weird to come out with a live album on your second release. But they had parted ways with Epic Records after their first one.
Because it did so poorly?
I don't know.
Okay.
I just like the sound of it.
I like this. I'm not complaining. Okay. It just...
kind of weird, huh? I mean, it doesn't...
It's the freaking... You're playing the...
This is what it was referred to as.
Mayberry, RFD.
They said this was...
Barney Fife was playing fiddle.
They said this was their sound was a patented good time hippie acoustic swing.
No, it's hillbilly. It's okay.
So maybe it was a fusion of like country folk.
It's not a fusion of... It's a fusion of fiddle.
Cowboy folk, jazz, country, swing, bluegrass, and pop.
Okay. Take out the pop and take out the jazz, and that's what you have.
So, cowboy folk, okay. Country, swing, bluegrass.
Yes.
And gypsy.
Okay, I can see gypsy. I mean, the dude, he is a woman pleaser. I can tell you that right now. Because one of the he went blah, 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 for an extended period of time, and he stayed on perfect beat
and key.
He
got the right frequency. Maybe that's his style.
Okay,
he looks for the frequency that sets him off.
You're making me die. Oh my gosh! I'm telling you, that's 71, that would have been right when Andy and Mayberry got color. So they were featured. I bet they're featured on one of those shows. Either the Clampets or the Andy and Mayberry.
I found no reference to any of that.
Yeah, you didn't look hard enough.
Probably not.
That's... Okay. I'm not going to guess her name. What's it sound like? What's it? Give me a hint. Is it the blah, blah, blah band?
If you're going to make fun of it, I'm not doing it.
Okay, don't do it. Okay. I'll make fun of it.
Good.
You ready? For what?
To make fun of it.
No, I'm ready to listen to the next song, I guess.
Okay.
I won't make fun of it till after I hear it.
Okay.
Coast, my baby. long ago. Ain't that the reason she keeps trying? So that I don't know that I chased her from L.A. to Maine. Do you think I'd catch her would be quite insane? Ghost to ghost, my baby's flying, 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 flying.
My baby's flying. My baby's flying. The Flying Burrito Brothers.
No. No.
Are they a band?
I believe they are.
Okay, I thought they might be. Did they play at Woodstock?
I'm not sure.
Neither am I.
I didn't go.
I wasn't there either.
My dad went to the Altamont show.
Did he?
Yeah. Oh. Didn't yours?
No.
No. Okay.
No.
Yeah, mine did.
I don't know what.
No, I didn't think. I know you're not going to know who it is. I mean, but I just thought it was interesting music and it grows on you.
It's interesting.
If you listen to it a couple times and hear the words and stuff, they're actually pretty funny. And, you know, he intersperses these shows with, you know, some humor. And so. It just, you know, something I found.
Sounds all right.
Yes, it's not going to send any, like, you know, chart-topping stuff. But it's all acoustic. All acoustic. Which I thought was cool and had that kind of a, I don't know. Well, because it has music, it's not a cappella, but, you know, they're, you know, singing together. I just thought it was neat. You know, just kind of an interesting. I'll show you the album cover eventually here. Mm-hmm. And it's actually probably the coolest album cover I've ever seen.
Really? So,
yeah. Maybe not visually, but the way it's constructed.
What is it? Like an outhouse? Like an outhouse?
Yeah.
A couple planks and maybe like the hole in the board for you to sit down, and then
definitely has a lid.
Then they have the title underneath.
It's got a lid.
Yeah, so, a lid. The pot term lid.
A lid, man.
From the pot lid from pot.
No, man, like a lid.
A toilet lid.
Sort of.
So you're saying this is garbage? This is
no.
Okay, I'm just going by...
I know what I'm saying, I'm being sort of cryptic.
You are being a dick. What'd you say?
I'm a dick.
My headphones...
But I'm not 100% an asshole.
My headphones cut out for a second, and I thought I heard about a dick. So you're being a dick?
I'm being rigid.
Rigid? You're rigid?
Rigid.
Okay.
Well, a buddy of mine's got a song called Richard in Your Mouth. Yeah.
They sing that?
This not group? These guys. No,
oh,
not,
good,
no, no.
Good, yeah. I don't know if I could take that.
Yeah. It's possible you couldn't, but I bet you could.
Well, okay. So while I'd be taking it while they're fiddling?
Yeah. So yeah, and they'd go all bass on you.
How many people are there? Three? Eight?
Five.
So it's not your typical three piece.
No. No, it's not.
A fiddler? Two fiddlers?
Two, I think, yeah.
A bassist?
A mandolin player, guitar player, and a drummer.
Do they sing?
Most of them.
All of them?
Especially the women. They do all the backup stuff.
Well, yeah. Do they do the washboard? Do they?
I don't know. Well, I'll try. I'll try and see.
Do they?
I don't think there's a washboard.
Do they sing barefoot?
No.
And pregnant?
No.
Okay.
But they get the hippie attire.
They wear the attire? Are they on Hee-Haw?
No. Not that I'm aware of.
Could they have been on Hee-Haw?
Possibly, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. What's the next song called?
The next song is called 03.
Okay.
News from up the street.
Okay.
Someone waiting to hear from. Ride your pony, yeah. Take my letter, you know I'm waiting to get some news from up the street. She's people I like to meet. News from up the street. She's people I like to meet. One in particular must give my letter so she'll know that I live here, and read those words that were written from my heart. If only I could hear some news from up the street. She's people I like to meet. News from up the street. She's people I like to meet. She's people like to me. If only you'd deliver it. If only you deliver it. Thank you.
Was there bongos in that one?
Yep.
This is okay. Now we are moving into hippie stuff. Now I see that hippie moniker. I don't know what to say.
Well, I didn't know how you were going to receive it.
So. Yeah, I kind of like it. I mean, it's okay. I'm trying to think. It sounds like something that I know, but I'm not. I can't think what I'm thinking of. I know it. I think it's a Stray Cats tune or a Brian Setzer orchestra tune.
The stand-up bass had a lot to do with.
But it's only one song. So
right.
And it's one or the other. It's either the Stray Cat, and I think it might be this Brian Setzer orchestra.
That's what I was thinking. It would be more like.
And so there's a song that reminded me of.
Yeah.
But the other songs sound like they're hillbillies. That they just came in from off the top of the mountain to drink some moonshine.
To dazzle us with their acoustic skills.
No, to
drink heavily.
And then
pick up instruments and yes. Make noise.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. I kind of want to just not like it. But it's not. I don't even know.
It's one of those things. It's not terrible. It's just so. Just. It's the outlier. Probably everything I've played.
I don't know what it is.
I'm pretty sure it's the fact that it's just so divergent from anything else I've played.
It's you.
It's me.
It's so you. I'm like,
I want to take that as a compliment.
So what's the name of the band?
Dan Hicks.
And the Hot Licks.
And his Hot Licks, yeah.
And his Hot Licks.
Yeah.
Dan Hicks. And his Hot Licks. Interesting album cover.
Yeah.
Where's the money? Are they still playing?
No, he passed away in 2016.
Oh. Yeah, I don't know this at all.
Open it up. I want you to see the lid.
Oh. Let's see. What the?
There's the lid.
What the hell? What? This is a cool album thing. This is a cool album, at least.
Yeah. I mean, the packaging is unique.
Yeah, lots of writing. Mm-hmm. Dan Hicks and his Hot Licks.
Yep.
That dude's a porn star. That dude right there is looks like...
Oh, Jeremy...
Ron Jeremy,
yeah.
That is... Where does it say?
His brother, huh?
It could definitely be his brother. The only thing, he's got a jacket covering his package. There's your mandolin, your zither, or whatever that is. Fiddle, guitar, bass, mandolin, drum. Is Dan Hicks the guy holding his hat out in the middle?
Yeah, it's him, yes.
Where the hell did you find this album?
Buddy of mine.
Dan Hicks and his Hot Licks. Here's your album back. That's an interesting sound. I'll just say that much.
It's definitely all of that.
How many albums do they put out?
This is at least number two. I think they put out a lot.
Really?
Yeah.
Did they have a...
They had a following, man. A cult following.
Yeah, I guess you're... Do you have their whole...
No, I do not have the whole catalog, no.
Just this one?
Or do you have this one. That's all I got.
I'm telling you, it sounds like freaking hillbillies. You don't think it sounds... See, you never saw The Darling. Did you ever watch...
Yeah, but I don't recall The Darlings.
They come down off the mountain every once in a while, and they show up, and they... Daddy Darling, whatever his name is, he always gets mad or something, and he always wants to hook Andy up with his daughter.
Okay.
And she's...
Does that work out for him?
No, they never hook up. Andy is always trying to stay away from... I mean, she's wearing it like a... hillbilly hot chick stuff.
Petticoat Junction hot.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, she's wearing like Ellie Mae clothes, trying to look hot. But she's probably missing a tooth. And so this is what I picture as I'm listening to this. Google it. Google The Darlings. Andy Griffith, The Darlings. I think they'll come up. I'm going to do it right now and see what happens.
Okay.
And so I want Andy Griffith. Andy Griffith, The Darlings. And let's see. Oh, my gosh. I did that. Oops. Andy Griffith, The Darlings. The hell is going on? I'm having trouble with your website. Oh well, you can do it. Did you get Andy Griffith?
Yeah,
I got The Darlings.
I got The Darlings. Are a fictional family.
Now look for image. Look for images at the top and see.
Yeah.
Do you see the hillbilly? Do they have their instruments with them?
Yeah.
So there's like a. The bucket vase, a washboard, a fiddle. I think somebody plays a wash pan upside down. Somebody blows on a milk jug.
Yeah. I got that one.
I'm just telling you, that's what I'm listening to. I'm hearing.
Okay. Not a problem.
But looking at him, they're freaking hippies. Looking at that album cover.
Yeah, pretty much. This would have been, yeah.
I just,
maybe they were the runners-up for this part in the show.
I have no clue who they are. So, I'm just not listening, thinking, that's an interesting album you have picked.
Yeah, isn't it?
And you give stuff and I become speechless. I don't know how to respond. So I guess the best thing I could say, what's the next song?
Okay, we'll get to the next song here. The next song is...
Oh, is the name of this group the Apple Dumpling Gang?
No.
Okay.
I want to say it's...
It doesn't matter.
Where's the Money titled?
Oh, Where's the Money?
Yeah.
Bend over and I'll show you.
While making Indian cornbread, the eagle flies, take a hesitant bicycle.
Keep a look, keep a look.
And sit back in Big Bob,
keep a
look. Was on a heavy job.
Keep a
look. He heard a noise, said, come on, boat, let's go.
Keep a
look,
keep a
look. Horse was in a race,
keep a
look. He could win, show our place.
Keep
he came in first from out of third. Like you've seen a cop, and you don't exactly want to stop. It's a motion, lotion that makes you want to go.
Keep on,
keep on,
keep on.
make you wanna get in your robot and row.
A truck driver once said, I've got a sleepy head. He took a pill and had the will to go.
Keep moving.
Keep
moving with emotion, that'll make you wanna.
But after a while, he started to small for some dough.
Where's the dough?
And little Betty Lou had a date but didn't want to screw. She changed her mind when slept a dime or so.
Where's the dime?
Where's the dime? A real good friend of mine is busy doing time. He got real rank and asked the bank for some dough. A boxer's in a ring.
Where's the money?
He hears
where's
that bell go ding. He wins a fight with all his mouth of dough.
Where's the money?
Where's the money?
Where's the money?
What is wrong with you?
I liked it. After I listened to it about a half dozen times, it was like, yeah, I kind of like this. Beats me, man.
Okay. When I was...
I am damaged, you know that.
When I was young, they had infomercials.
So at that time, he was King Calf.
Funny. They had infomercials. And one that I saw... And they had commercials that were longer than regular commercials, I think. But it would... talk about some singer and play all the songs and remember this one and this great song.
Right, yeah.
So as I'm listening to him sing, he sounds like Slim Whitman.
Oh, okay.
La Paloma Blanca. The music that they play in Mars Attacks that blows up the Martians' heads.
Oh, okay.
And so all his songs, he has some weird cadence when he sings. And yeah, if you want to watch Mars Attacks or just Google Slim Whitman and
gotcha.
Prepare to be amazed.
All right.
While you're Googling that. A guy doing himself with a beer bottle, Google Slim Whitman. And then listen and tell me that they're not the same person.
Okay.
Or they're not brothers.
Gotcha. I will do so.
She wanted a screw, but I said no. I don't know.
But no profane language.
Wow.
Just like great. We do. Just like we do.
Great. Great. Dude. I don't know about this music, man.
It's strange, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, it's...
it's.
If they got famous, that must mean there were people that listened to it, that liked it.
And what I was about to say, I can't believe they had a cult following. It's...
I
will clearly say it's no Fishbone.
Right.
Mahavishnu, yeah. At all.
Okay, better or worse?
Oh, much better. Much
okay.
better.
Okay.
However, it's got way too much that country, that hee-haw country sound.
Cowboy folk. Yeah, gypsy.
It's got gypsy to me would be like bling 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 bling. Some
nice rendition of gypsy.
Like Middle Eastern thing or something.
Oh, okay.
Maybe. But this isn't, this sounds like the... I'm trying to think, what movie is it? Abbott and Costello meet Ma and Pa Kettle, or Abbott and Costello meet the who are the guys that feud?
Oh, Hatfields and McCoys.
Yeah, there's one where they or they're related to Abbott is, or no, Costello is. No, hey, Abbott. Yeah, Costello's related to some, I don't know, some yeehaw.
Really?
And so this is what it's making me think of.
Gotcha.
Okay, when I have the visual and I can see, and it's Abbott and Costello, it's funny.
Okay.
This, just listening, it's like listening to, it's, I would say, honestly, it would be better to watch than to listen to. So once you saw it, then you could like it. But just listening to it without seeing him play the instruments, because I think it's cool watching a dude play a stand-up bass.
Oh, yeah.
So I think this kind of music for me, I would enjoy better watching them play it than just listening to it.
So a live performance.
Correct.
Yeah, okay.
And then after hearing them, seeing them live, then going, oh, this is a... cool, let me get this.
Gotcha.
And then listen to it. Then so then when I played it for my kids or whoever, and they're like, what the hell is wrong with you?
Gotcha.
I said, oh, I saw him live, and it was really, it was
a great performance.
Cool. Yeah. So I think that's probably my, because I liked watching on Andy of Mayberry.
Oh, yeah.
I liked watching the Darlings play.
You know, that wasn't their real name.
The Darlings?
Yeah, they were the Dillards.
But they called them the Darlings.
Yeah, on the show they were the Darlings.
Oh, that's all I know. So they were really a band?
They were really a band,
I think,
yeah.
I knew that, but I didn't know.
Called the Dillards.
The Dullards?
The Dillards.
Are you sure it wasn't the Dullards?
Yeah, it was D-I.
Okay, I'm just heading. Okay.
Yeah.
I trusted you the first time.
Wow.
So I always liked when they showed up on the show.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because they were funny. They were just, you know, they were freaking hillbillies.
They were hillbillies,
and
yeah.
Then they just start playing their instruments. Dude's blowing into a milk... blowing into a milk bottle or...
Yeah.
And the
guitar would come out, and then the guy would pick up a mandolin.
And a guy plays a bass.
And dropped her on her head.
Yeah. But It was a visual experience. It wasn't just listening to it.
Yeah.
So listening to it, it's more like hearing old country and western, which that's all. If I heard country western, it was mostly like that back in the 70s.
These guys could be minstrels.
Okay, again, minstrels would be different than...
No, I know the sound would be different. But...
And I think I would like that. I would be more drawn to that sound without having to see them.
Gotcha.
Because, see, I can guarantee you, if I saw someone playing the fiddle and, you know, the whatever in the group and the guitar, because I guess the fiddle denotes country to me. And what the difference is between a fiddle and a violin, I don't know. But the fiddle sound is country, and... It doesn't resonate with my body.
Gotcha.
But the violin is classical, and it I guess I'm a stuck up slob. I guess I've just discovered I'm a snooty dickhead.
Most kings are that way.
I didn't know I was snooty until right now. I'm a snooty, condescending prick. Yes, I said it. Please, subject, play on.
Okay, we're going to get down to song 5.
Oh, 5? Yes.
Caught in the Rain.
Caught in the rain, I took the lane that said not 4 more miles. Too far from home, and soaked to the bone, I took that 4 more miles. just over the pass. I ran out of gas with 4 more miles to go. But who should I see? Lucky for me, roaring down the road. It was a woman. Gee, what I love. Get her to stop. She was a woman. She was like glad when she roared to a stop. I opened my mouth. No words would come out when I saw her close. Some other build and dressed to kill and real good looking, of course. I got in her car, you know how things are, and down the road we roared. When I smelled her perfume, I needed some room, but man, how it did pour. She was a woman,
she was a glad.
I ran out of gas, she was a woman. There was no doubt, she was helping me out. You know, she put on a show with her driving feet. Was all I could do. Man, if you knew how I held on to that seat. But was I in love? There ain't words enough to you I do confide. It ran in my mind, what did I find to make me take this ride? It was a woman. What could I care where we were going? It was a woman. What could I care if we ever got there?
Was written by Gower Champion, ladies and gentlemen. You probably think it's easy being up here singing and everything and playing. It's not. It's not easy. Thank you.
Well, that made me laugh.
Yeah, they said his stuff was kind of humor. Was, I think there's before this next song, I think there's a little humor blurb. So.
Yeah, I think the Abbott and Costello movie.
Yeah,
was Abbott and Costello coming around the mountain?
Okay,
I think that was the movie. Okay, that song. It sounded more like a violin than a fiddle. Yeah. I can see how this grows on you. Definitely see how it grows on you.
It's, yeah, it's good. I don't know. For me, it's like moss. For you, it might be like a fungus. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I
don't find it irritating at all.
It's not irritating.
I just find it.
It's different.
You know what this is? This is unique. Like if your older friends come over. You know, like older friends.
What are my older friends?
I don't know.
You? You and your wife?
I got friends that are in their 70s now. So.
I do not.
And so for me, this would be nice background music.
I'm the oldest of all my friends.
Are you
Do
really?
You know that? Yeah, all our friends.
So we're not friends.
Okay, well. You have a wife that continually tells me she's not older than me, that we're the same age. And I continue to tell her, you're a lot older than me. And she, you Jeez. Know we go round and round about that.
Not really.
You didn't know that?
Nope.
You liar. So,
Yeah, but I only think that because she forgets.
You are the about the only people we hang out with that are older.
Really?
Yep.
Wow.
Because all our kids.
I'm a senior in the group.
All our kids played with the when they played sports.
Yeah.
We had, I don't know, our kids were older. So or we had our kids, we were older.
They were top end of the age bracket.
So so they're playing together and finding out that the parents
you're 32 and they're 28.
Oh, no. We're 40 and they're 25.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's like,
wow.
It's 10 to 15 years.
Wow.
But I don't ever think of them like that because our kids are the same age.
See, it's funny because I've always told people, I said, you know, I mean, I've been going into bars since I was 16. I always hung out with older people. Always. I always hung out with older people.
Yeah, and
they would be 10 years, like 10 years older.
I didn't. I hung out with pretty much my age. Now I hang out with anyone that's, if they're under 30, I figure they're like jailbait to me. So I hang out with them, boys or girls.
Yeah, it's kind of weird, isn't it?
Yeah, I just always think we're the same age, and then I say something, and they go, oh, yeah, that was the year I was born. What?
I know. It's like, what are you saying?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm looking at people at an age now where it's like, that was 15 years ago, and you graduated. Wow.
And I think it also... the fact that I have 7 brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
But I'm the oldest.
You are.
So all their friends that I know, they're all younger than me.
Right. Yeah.
One brother and one sister, their spouse is older. Both, they have a spouse that's older than me.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So.
See, my neighborhood was all mainly,
and you said that before when yeah, a lot of older kids,
yeah,
we our neighborhood, we were all within 3 or 4 years,
yeah,
and so yeah, I never hung out with older people. I mean, I did stuff with them, especially when I played soccer.
I didn't like most of the kids my age.
That's all I had to choose from.
We had because they were all people working at the lab. So they were really strict. I mean, it was crazy. It really was nuts. Cool. I mean, I remember one of the neighbor kids got in trouble, and I mean, his dad was walking him down the street with a switch, and he's peeing his pants. It hurts that bad.
Oh well.
Yeah, you know.
You knew the consequences.
Oh yeah, yeah. I wasn't.
You're like, I don't want to be friends with him. I might get some crossfire.
Well, you know, you go to your friend's house and you'd be playing or whatever like that. And some of the guys in the neighborhood, you'd go to their house. It was almost creepy going to their house because, you know, it was like,
I know.
Would you like some popcorn? Yeah, go and I'll put some paprika on it. What? Oh man. Oh, the one these two kids, they're brothers, and you go to their house and they slept in separate twin beds. Yeah.
Well, I don't get it.
Like
the parents?
Yeah,
the parents. Oh, parents. I thought the brothers slept. No. I'm going to go. Yeah, it's, I hope normal. The brothers slept. And you're looking at me like I should be like, got it.
Mom and Dad.
Total Flintstones.
Desi Arnaz and Lucy.
I Love Lucy. Yeah. Dick Van Dyke.
Yeah. Yep.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
And then there were the contemporaries that, you know, they'd
slept with their kids.
I know that one couple, they were more contemporary, you know, they slept in one bed and their son doesn't even talk to him anymore.
Okay.
Can you imagine what that's like? I mean,
because they're dead.
No, they're not.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is it your son?
No.
Okay.
No.
I'm making sure.
Okay. No, it's just, it was a strange neighborhood.
So it's, would you play this music for them? If any of
this would be background music, yeah. Because they used to come over occasionally, you know, for get-togethers throughout the holidays, you know. And this would have been good to play for them.
This, as I'm listening, I will say it sounds more hippy-dippy than I initially gave it credit for.
Yeah, like I said,
some of the lyrics, some of the stuff I'm picking up on.
Yeah.
I'm just the... All I could think of is the Darlings.
Okay.
As soon as it played, it was the Darlings. And I'm like, what are you listening to? And then you don't even know what the Darlings are.
Nope.
Which cracks... That cracked me up.
I mean, I've probably seen them, but I didn't.
Yeah, but I...
They did.
It's one of the shows that I watched a lot. And a lot of stuff I get... I will listen to a show and like, okay, this Don and Mike, Don would talk about the Darlings all the time.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Not all the time, but it got brought up. And so it kind of, that becomes ingrained in my way of thinking. And you know, I watched, and I'll still watch Andy if it's on, you know, maybe whatever it's called, the Andy Griffith Show.
Oh, there's the Andy Griffith Show.
I'll still watch RFD. It. Yeah, I'll still watch the Andy Griffith Show. I mean, it's still funny to me now.
Well, it is, yeah.
I do know for a fact. I went
to Elmer Pyle.
Last year, he was in it.
I know.
That's where he got his start.
Yep.
When I went to San Diego to visit my friend last year, I woke up at, you know, whatever, 9 in the morning, and I'm flipping through the channels looking for something to watch.
And there it is.
That was on, and I watched the whole show. I'm like,
oh, yeah, awesome. I wouldn't turn that off.
It was, so anytime.
OP.
Ronnie Howard.
Ronnie Howard.
And featuring Ronnie Howard as OP Taylor. So I'll watch it. If it's on in the morning, I'll watch that. Dick Van Dyke, I like that show. I think that show is hilarious. So I'll watch those shows still. I mean, I don't watch stuff in the morning that often.
I used to watch Bewitched.
I watch that all the time. So anytime the Darlings come on, I just get
sounds like the Darlings comes on.
Yeah, and Barney Fife is hilarious.
Oh, man.
Don Knotts was awesome in that show.
Yep, he was.
And so there's just, it's... I've always associated that sound with the Darlings.
Okay.
I don't hear it. I don't hear it at all. I mean, where do you hear it? And somebody playing this meow, meow, meow.
Mouth harp.
Yep. Some, I can totally see this band playing that too. But when they incorporate the bongos, that song was...
Went off the edge.
No, I'm just saying that's more, to me, that's more...
the hippie scene.
That early hippie scene. So
68.
Yeah, but this seems like I could see them playing with Country Joe and the Fish or whatever his name is. Country Joe Fish. Or,
Country Joe and the Fish.
Yeah. So this is what
Gideon F.
makes me think of that.
You
too.
Heard that?
What?
The Woodstock. Would he?
Nope. I probably have. Oh, maybe I have. Give me a U.
Yeah.
Maybe I have heard it.
Yeah. What's that spell? Woodstock.
Bah. Yeah.
Beep.
Yeah. All right.
Okay, ready for the last one?
Yeah. Last one?
Yeah, last song. Okay. It's called Shorty Falls in Love, which was one of their kind of hits.
Yes, yeah. Okay.
You probably think it's easy being up here singing and everything and playing. It's not. It's not easy. Thank you.
Time we met, I can't forget our name.
Such a bitch
been together since the golden day, making haste so as not to waste away.
Like the time we climbed the mountain just to see the moon.
Fujiyama and the Rockies, what a land landing soon. That love would get my darling song about the top. Past the stars so far it wouldn't stop.
Well-known by who?
Some guy named Larry.
Because I've never heard that. They sound, the girls sound like they should be singing in the 50s.
They probably did.
Really? That old?
He was born in 41.
Okay, no.
They could be singing in a choir, you know, church choir or something.
They sound like they sound like a girls group from the...
Oh, like the Supremes or something?
No.
No.
No, the old girls group.
Oh.
Like in the Chantels. Maybe the 40s.
The Chantels.
But, yeah.
Like
sisters that sing.
Oh, yeah. I get you.
They sound like they are singing from a long time ago. And then with that fiddle, it sounds like they're... They're like, this is a 1933 recording of with a fiddle player and these girls and they don't have a very very, I can't think of the word,
sophisticated.
That's
repertoire.
The word. It's very sophisticated recording equipment, and so they're. They're singing and performing, and then they're just, while they're doing it, it's etching out on the master plate right there, and then it's going to get pressed, and it's and then you're going to listen to it on a gramophone. I'm just telling you, that's what it sounds like. It sounds a lot older than 71.
Yeah, okay.
Not that the recording sounds great, but it just sounds like it's an old recording because it's very basic.
Yeah, very basic. Yep.
I can't say that I love it, but by the same token, I can't say that I hate it.
Right. It's.
I could listen.
It's
probably
below middle of the road.
No, that's for me. It's probably middle of the road.
Okay.
I could listen to it.
Right.
I think if I. Saw something, I could end up buying it because I like it. But just hearing it doesn't. I don't get that visceral feeling of yes, this is good stuff. And
it doesn't make you like great.
And because it's what because you brought it, that's making me just like I'm rolling my eyes. So that's part of my inner battle.
I can see that
because I have an album that I want to play, and I thought, well, when am I going to play this? And
now you've got license.
Yeah, I might, because I want to record it. It's now, granted, it's a greatest hits of this group, but it reminds me of that. It's I'm going to look it up and see if it says what kind of music they are.
Okay.
Because I have my idea. that it's like folk music, but I don't know if that's what it is. And I want to play it. I really want to play it because it's folk pop music. So
that's what this was.
Yeah. So
as, though.
And I do like it. I don't dislike that. It just sounds very hillbilly-ish.
Yeah.
And that's the part I'm not... I think... Because there's three guys and two girls, right?
Yeah.
I think... Do the girls play instruments as well?
I believe so.
I think seeing them would be...
Well, there's a TV show that I know plays like bluegrass and polka music. And I've referenced it before, my dad and my uncle and stuff. And he's like, oh, we've seen her live.
The polka.
Yeah, polka, yeah. Yeah. Well, on the same channel, they had this bluegrass festival or, I don't know. So this group playing on stage. And behind the stage are like bleachers and seating, you know, but it's a big wall and they just go back a little bit. And then they're filming from the stage and they're looking at the crowd and they're on a hillside with a bunch of trees. These guys are playing. And it was the most amazing thing because they went out and they were out in the audience filming and they were filling the stage. And it was like... The Godfather sitting on a bench in the back, kind of by himself, in overalls, no shirt. Right? I mean, this guy is seriously backwoods.
Well, that's
but he held himself like a capo, you know. It's like, and people would walk up to him and whisper in his ear. No, they'd whisper in his ear, and he'd talk. You know, he'd say stuff, and they'd walk away. And I'm thinking, well, if this ain't Ozarky, I don't know what it is, man.
Yeah.
I was wondering what they say to him. Did they ask him, you know, like, can I go after his daughter, who's eight? You know, yeah. It's like, and this guy would be like, but he just had this look on his face, not like he was, you know, diabolically evil or anything, but he was...
Stern.
Yeah. Yeah. Very stern. Hmm. Very stern.
Yeah, I don't know.
If you ever get a chance and catch RFD, check it out, because you never know what you'll see there.
I don't even know what RFD is.
I don't even know what it stands for. It's
a station?
Yeah, it's a TV station.
Yeah, I don't venture too much on the TV.
Okay, well, I don't venture too much. I may go look it up online, though.
What? RFD?
RFD, yeah, see if I get a feed. Yeah, it's weird.
Sometimes you just...
Oompa, 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 oompa.
Not interested. I mean, unless I was watching Hogan's Heroes or something. I don't need to see... I don't want to see polka music. I don't know. I don't. Do you like it?
Do I like what?
Polka music.
Not even remotely.
But you're going to look for it and listen, watch it. Okay.
I was looking for you.
I'm going to say that I think is a difference between you and I. So you will look for things that you don't have any interest in. You will look them up and just check them out. Maybe not even just to remind yourself if you still dislike it. I think you'll just watch it for the sake of watching it, where a lot of stuff like that, I'm not interested, so I don't pursue it. I just, whatever, I don't really like it, so I'm not going to, why do I want to go waste some time looking at this?
Gotcha.
And I'm not saying you looking at it is a waste of time.
No, I know what you're saying.
But I go, well, I could do something else.
Yeah,
at that time.
Well, see, I'm a little bit more limited these days. So,
yeah. And you maybe have a little more free time than I have.
No, I got a lot more free time than you have.
Or maybe you have a lot more free time than I have. So, yes. So I could see that if I had free time, could see myself spending it differently than, hey, you know what? I only have a certain amount of hours. I got to take care of this and this and this.
Right, right.
And I still want to do these other things. So I have to budget and figure out how to get all of them into to the same, you know, to the same 24-hour period. And you can just turn it off if you want. Okay, thanks. You don't have to delete me or beat me out. I don't know why you were doing that.
No, I was just trying to figure out what I wanted to do with that number.
Oh, I'll tell you what
we can do with it.
Yeah. So there's times when I've gone onto YouTube and was looking at something. Oh, you may be interested in this. So then I'm like, oh, let me. So it's something I would never look for.
Right.
But then I'll start going a little.
Then you hit that and it was like all over with.
And then I'll check something out. So I've done that.
Oh, yeah.
But for the most part, I try to stay away because it's I have limited hours of time to.
There's only so much free time in a day.
Not recreate, to recreate.
Yeah, there's only so much free time in a day.
Yeah.
Some days there's more of it than others, and most of the time there's less.
So you may have a little more free time to go check out your Oompa Poompa.
Yeah.
Great. So, yeah, that was all right. I was, it's not horrible. It's not great. It sounded good. I mean, there was elements that I could...
You could latch on to.
Yeah.
Just not hard.
Yeah.
Let go of the rope.
I
let go of the rope.
I would say I probably wouldn't be playing it regularly in the house for the whole family to hear. I'd probably play it once.
If you wanted to annoy them, you might.
And then put it away and then...
Get it out in 10 years.
Yeah. So that was all right.
Yeah. All right. We're good.
Do you have anything else?
I do not.
Say goodnight, Blob.
Good night, Blob.
Bye.
Later.